Test for English Majors, 2015, Grade 4.
Part 1, Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be done at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be done at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 1 minute to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 1. Now listen to the passage.
Male and female roles in marriage. In the traditional marriage, the man worked to earn money for the family. The woman stayed at home to care for the children and her husband. In recent years, many couples continue to have a traditional relationship of this kind. Some people are happy with it, but others think differently. There are 2 major differences in male and female roles now. One is that both men and women have many more choices. They may choose to marry or stay single. They may choose to work or to stay at home.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
In the traditional marriage, the man worked to earn money for the family. In the traditional marriage, the man worked to earn money for the family. The woman stayed at home to care for the children and her husband. The woman stayed at home to care for the children and her husband. In recent years, many couples continue to have a traditional relationship of this kind. In recent years, many couples continue to have a traditional relationship of this kind. Some people are happy with it, but others think differently. Some people are happy with it, but others think differently. There are 2 major differences in male and female roles now. There are 2 major differences in male and female roles now. One is that both men and women have many more choices. One is that both men and women have many more choices. They may choose to marry or stay single. They may choose to marry or stay single. They may choose to work or to stay at home. They may choose to work or to stay at home.
The last reading.
In the traditional marriage, the man worked to earn money for the family. The woman stayed at home to care for the children and her husband. In recent years, many couples continue to have a traditional relationship of this kind. Some people are happy with it, but others think differently. There are two major differences in male and female roles now. One is that both men and women have many more choices. They may choose to marry or stay single. They may choose to work or to stay at home.
Now you have 1 minute to check through your work. This is the end of Part 1 dictation. Part 2, listening comprehension.
Section A, talk. In this section, you will hear a talk. You will hear the talk once only. While listening, you may look at answer sheet 1 and write no more than 3 words for each gap. Make sure the word or words you fill in is or are both grammatically and semantically acceptable. You may use the blank sheet for note-taking. You have 30 seconds to preview the gap-filling task. Now, listen to the talk. When it is over, you will be given 2 minutes to complete your work. Speech during Freshman's Week. I would first of all like to welcome you all to the college. I know you have all worked hard in order to get here, and I hope you will find all your effort has been worthwhile, and that we will be able to help you achieve your ambitions as far as possible. Please make use of our facilities to the full and if you are in any doubt of what we have to offer, please do not hesitate to ask. I would like to make clear to you your part of the contract, which you must fulfill if you wish us to fulfill ours. Learning, as I'm sure you realize, is a two-way process, and without a significant investment from you, all our efforts will come to nothing. Now, about class attendance. You are required to attend 80% of classes. If you do not do so, we will not be able to give you a certificate of attendance should you require one for any particular purpose. In other words, we will not regard you as having followed the course at all. The compulsory courses are those classes you take in your assigned groups. In a minute, Mr. Lucas will tell you which group you are in. The extra, individual work available in the laboratory or the computer room is, of course, optional. In addition to classwork, you are supposed to put in 3 to 4 hours a day of private study. This year, we have changed our methods of assessment in an effort to get away from the formal examination and move towards a system which better reflects work done throughout the year. You are required to hand in 5 pieces of written work as part of your final assessment. These you may choose from your class assignments. At the end of the course, there will be a formal examination consisting of 3 3-hour papers. You do not have to take the last of these. You can submit a 10,000-word extended essay instead. You should discuss the title of this with your tutor. You can obtain more details about the examination from your tutor. On a more practical note, we do not want to have too many rules and regulations, but for the sake of public safety and comfort, there must be some. It is expressly forbidden to smoke in the classrooms, as this poses a fire hazard. We also ask that you do not take food and drink into the classrooms. About your dorm. You are not permitted to put up overnight guests in your rooms. Similarly, we can't allow you to entertain more than 5 guests during the day in your rooms, as this causes a disturbance. If you wish to hold larger parties, please reserve the common room for that purpose. We hope that you will find these rules reasonable and enjoy your stay with us. I will now hand you back to Miss Johnson, who will assign you to your groups. Now, you have 2 minutes to complete your work. This is the end of Section A. Talk. Section B. Conversations. In this section, you will hear two conversations. At the end of each conversation, five questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken once only. After each question, there will be a 10-second pause. During the pause, you should read the four choices of A, B, C, and D, and mark the best answer to each question on answer sheet 2. You have 30 seconds to preview the questions. Now, listen to the conversations. Conversation 1.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Callum.
Do you like to travel?
Oh, yes. I love going to new and interesting places.
What do you think of the idea of a one-way trip to Mars?
You do mean the planet Mars?
Well, this is what is being planned at the moment by a company in the Netherlands. They are planning to send people to Mars, and the people who go would never be able to come back to Earth.
Sounds like quite a trip.
What is interesting about it is that this would be a one-way trip.
Why is this a one-way trip?
It's about technology. Although we do have the knowledge and technology to get people to Mars, we can't get them back.
That's a big commitment, isn't it? But I imagine some people will jump at the opportunity. But what kind of person are they going to recruit for this trip of a lifetime?
They want smart people, which means clever, intelligent people. These people need to be healthy, both physically and mentally. They also need people with very specific skills.
I would think so.
And there is something more important.
What's that?
Character. You need to have the right personality.
What other characteristics are they looking for?
They want people who can still work well when things are bad. People who are calm in a crisis. So from what you've heard, does it sound like the job for you?
Absolutely not. I don't mind traveling, but I think it's a bit far for me. And what about you?
No, it's not for me, I have to say. I'm not made of the right stuff. I don't think I'm the kind of person who can handle a crisis with calm.
I was wondering how they were going to pay for all of this. After all, it's not a government program, is it?
A very good question. They plan to finance this by involving the whole world as an audience.
So where is the money coming from?
Television. It sounds like a big reality TV show to me. The Olympics raised a lot of money from people watching on television, and this will be the same. There will be a big audience to tune in and watch the mission, but also the relationships between the people on the mission and perhaps even the birth of the first Mars baby.
Would you watch it?
Definitely, yeah. It would be fascinating viewing. How about you?
You know what? I'm not usually a fan of reality TV. I would probably get bored very easily, though.
This is the end of Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 5 are based on Conversation 1. Question 1. Why is the trip to Mars a one-way trip? Question 2. According to the man, what is most important for those recruits? Question 3. Why does the man think he is not the right person for the job? Question 4. According to the man, who will pay for the one-way trip to Mars? Question 5. What is the last part of the conversation about?
Conversation 2.
Hello, Linda.
Hello, Rob.
Happy New Year to you, Linda. The festive season is over. So did all that holiday shopping break the bank?
You mean, did I spend too much money? Well, yes, I did.
Well, did you know about showrooming?
Yes. Customers visit shops to see and test products before buying them online.
Yeah, you see, technology is changing the way we shop, and it could spell disaster, or be very bad for the high street.
The high street? You mean those everyday shops that we normally see in our town centers? Things like shoe shops, newsagents, supermarkets.
Yes, the high street is competing with the internet. I buy things like CDs, electrical goods, and food online.
Ah, but have you ever showroomed before, Rob?
Yes, I showroomed and then bought a camera at a knockdown price online. I know I'm not alone in doing this, though. Research found 24% of people showroomed while Christmas shopping last year.
And a market research company also found one-third of consumers around the world said they used this type of shopping.
Now, although people do it to try and save money, there are other reasons for this, too.
What are they?
3 reasons for people to showroom. They are short on time, short on money, and they want reassurance.
Yes, reassurance. So they want to know what the product really looks like, and they want to be confident they are buying the right thing.
I think that's true. I like to inspect what I am buying. If you go to a shop and look at the real thing, you get a much better idea of what it's like. But I also want to bargain.
We could say we use the internet to shop around.
That's a good phrase, meaning to look around for the best deal. Using a smartphone is an increasingly popular way to do this.
Smartphones are also useful for getting product reviews. These are the kind of opinions or comments about the product.
Yes, and you can also use smartphones to scan the barcodes on the product and compare prices that way.
So it seems browsing, that's looking at things to buy but not actually purchasing something in store, is set to increase. Does this mean the death of the high street?
I think it will have to adapt or make changes. It could try to compete on price more or offer more incentives when you are in the shop.
Incentives. These are things to encourage you to buy the product there and then. Perhaps a discount voucher or a free gift?
Oh, yes.
This is the end of Conversation 2. Questions 6 to 10 are based on Conversation 2. Question 6. What is showrooming? Question 7. What does the man buy online? Question 8. What is the percentage of people who showroomed during Christmas shopping? Question 9. Why did people showroom? Question 10. According to the speakers, what should the high street do? This is the end of part 2, Listening Comprehension.